USA Chat, March 28, 2023.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Sajjan. Thank you so much for giving us another opportunity. The people who have joined tonight are the following: Titi, Zoya, Niloufer, Dina, Angela, Mansoor, Mitra, Niloufer from Atlanta, Kumud, Sohaila, Nasrin, Bless, Mira, Gopi, Sepide, Little Flower, Serenia, Mandana, Kavi, Bahar, and Adrian.
Wonderful. I'm very glad to have this chat together. It's time for us. In other words, it's not a time for the family anymore. It's not the time for business anymore. It's not a time to solve problem or make one. And this belongs to us next 30 minutes. And with an open heart, let's participate and make it something that expands our consciousness and gives us tranquility. So if there is any question anybody has, or if there is any clarification on any of your practices that you need more, or any sharing that has to do with the teaching, please don't feel shy or hesitant to come forth and share it with each other.
Hi, Sad. This is Kumud. I just wanted to, I just have a sharing and wanted to thank you one more time from bottom of my heart for all the teachings and all the guided meditations that are so easily accessible anytime we need it. And it's such a good reminder also for us to check back in, and it's so easily that we can reach silence in our hearts. I was struggling last week and yesterday to just things that are going on at work and just stressing over something. And then also I had made a small mistake, and that was going to cost a little bit of money to the company. And I was feeling guilty and everything, and just wanted to, like, I couldn't, I was having a hard time just ignoring and not going along. I mean, I was having a hard time ignoring the thoughts, and that I kept paying attention to it, and it got carried away, and I was falling in the trap. And then I remember you one time saying, just put down your suitcase. For some reason, that word just came to my mind. And I actually just dropped everything at work downstairs and came upstairs in my room. And I just played one of your guided meditation video, closed my eyes, and just sat and listened to it. And immediately, I mean, it was the I think I just clicked on one of them. It was Let Go of Everything. It was the meditation. And it felt like it was just meant for me. It felt like every word out of that meditation audio was meant for me, and it helped me tremendously. It was just so effective. It was, I just, like, as soon as the words that you said, you let go of any feeling of adjusting and fixing, and boom, it's like a little bomb that dropped, and it just immediately I felt so much peace and so much bliss. And I just, like, It was just amazing, and it was just so effective. So I just want to say thank you so much. And for all the Ashawans who put together videos and audios and written scripts and everything, it's just a click away on the phone or on the computer. And I'm just so thankful to everybody. Thank you.
That was such an inspiring sharing, and it's a very good point in your sharing, and that is priority. You recognize that you're being swallowed by the story around your action, and the thought comes out of the wisdom that you saturated yourself with to put down your luggage, okay? And what did you do? Immediately you put your luggage down and you ran upstairs, and the result was, because at that very moment you did not ignore the grace and ran with it. Had you said, okay, thank you, I'm inspired to yourself, and as soon as I finish this I go upstairs, you would have had a less chance to get healed by your own prompting. So that is really important. Where our attention is where our life is. And also, when you have the grace of one sentence, one word, that we give it importance and not delay it. In a normal life, we avoid things that are really make sense, and I know is good for us, because we're so involved with the stories of that moment that we been trapped in. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you. And something a little silly too, you on one of the other time you had mentioned also, like, you know, take your shoes off, you know, and that means you're like letting go of your roles and your responsibilities and things. So even the house slippers I was wearing, I took them off.
Okay. It worked. It worked. Even the slippers, has the mild indication I'm not finished with my business. I remember going to a mosque in Spain that, through a huge massacre of Muslim, they turned it Christianity, Christian people massacred thousands of Muslim and took over this mosque and made it a church. So I know the story of the mosque. And I took my shoes off and went in. And the guard there said, no, you put your shoes on. This is not a mosque. This is a thing. I said, I don't care what it is. I'm not taking my shoes off. And we had such an argument by the door. I kept saying, I don't want to wear my shoes. And he kept saying, you have to. So this story reminded me of how ignorance can think that a shoes makes a difference between a mosque and a church. And for me, like yourself, I took my shoes off for two reasons. When you go to a holy place, you respect by not bringing your business in through your shoes. And also to say to myself, this is my time now. This is not a walking time, solving time, and all of that. And it didn't go well that day, but I still went bare feet in there and put my shoes under my arms instead of putting it by the door. So that was okay with him then. Anyway, let's move on.
Satchin, recently you advised me, I asked you, for guidance, how I can get guidance to know how to deal with some certain situations, and you gave me more specific direction and told me to go to my heart, to look at your picture a few times a day, and ask for guidance. And I want to give you the feedback that it did help me and it did work out. And not just for that situation, also today for another situation that I was having a hard time deciding. First, I was going to do with worldly, like logical way. And I said, why do you want to do that? Just close your eyes and try to get a guidance. And I did get a guidance. And I'm so grateful that I was able to put this to practice and see the result to my own, of course, my own level. And I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Again, we'll go back to the trust and prioritizing the moment. Do I want to get stuck in the story and solving, or do I want to use the one I know best, use the teaching and the wisdom? And yes, it does work. And if it doesn't work because you didn't use it, that's pretty much bottom line. If, you know, if the food is in front of us and we're hungry, if we continue talking about the food, it just doesn't do it. The stomach doesn't get filled. Persistence.
Thank you so much. What a difference within a week, from last week to this week. Thank you so much.
Hi, Sachin. It's Little Flower. I wanted to echo, of course, what Kumud and Farno said, and I just wanted to thank you for the maybe billionth time, the difference that you make in a life, and how they both said there's so many things that we can go to if something is happening in our lives that's not pleasant, when our roles get heavy, any of those things. And I just don't feel that there's anything else like you anywhere. And I'm so grateful that you are who you are and who you are to me in particular. And I wanted to, I had another testimony of how everything you say works so well. Sometimes I still find myself trying to fix my personality. And if I feel like I've done something wrong and try to text the people that I feel that I did something wrong. And I ran across a quote from you today that just was so beautiful. And you had said, the mind wants you to accept that if you fight with it, you're a good person. It's as if it's saying, you see your faults, you correct yourself. Before you even want to correct yourself, you have already been defeated. The impact of these words, Satnam, there's no word for your impact. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
Good evening, Sat. This is Pepe Day. I would like to share an experience. Today, I went for a walk and I was listening to the audio of the meditation, Where Are You in Your Body? So I was trying to zoom into where I am, and then I felt like, you know, I really felt like I'm the one that's experiencing through the senses, the one who sees, the one who hears, all of that. And then for a second, I was trying to see, okay, so who's that? Who's that? So I was asking, I was just zooming on it, and I felt like I can't call that Sepide. So that was an interesting experience for me, because I genuinely could not call the one who was experiencing Sepide. So I wasn't, I don't know, it was something else. So it was a different experience for me, and I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's what happens through the contemplation. What we took as a reality sort of shatters. And then in the places of it, there is no words, because words is attached to the form. In a way, you guys are all dragged into a very, very deep truth. I'm glad you can withstand it and actually trust it. Of course, by your own willingness.
Satsang Salam, Masura. I have been contemplating about balance and how to maintain balance in my life. The one thing that I have learned, and as through your teachings, it has worked for me in action, in real life, is trust. I try to stay in silence, or at least be indifferent to what goes on around me. And the worldly problems, almost daily, weekly, I have evidence that they take care of themselves. You know, problems come and solutions just pop out of the blue, and it's very effortless. So that's what I have come to learn. How is it that I'm supposed to be doing more than that? How can I even maintain a balance when trust and grace work so amazingly and beautifully in my life? Is there more that I'm supposed to be aware of or do or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely none. Absolutely none. It takes a lot of rigmarole to come to this conclusion. And I think the trust meditation that came to me in 2003, it really was a life game changer for me, because it's not a verbal trust. It is a conviction trust. Verbal trust is that you read in your religion, you should trust God. Okay, I'll do that. But how and where and how far? But the way the trust is being presented within your own being, there is no debate about it. You know exactly. When you feel the trust, there is no separation between you and the trust. There is not, the mind has nothing to do with it. It's just a done deal. And that takes years of understanding the truth to come to this realization that and that at that time there is no question of balance anymore. You're riding on your magic carpet. I mean, trusting the words translate to the trusting the heart. Trusting the heart translate to grace.
I just wanted to thank you so much for this teaching and for this amazing expansion that you have brought to my life. Thank you.
I know, Mansoor, I know you're very grateful, but how can one thank this immense transformation? I mean, your heart speaks to me, that's good enough. As you all have noticed, all of you on the phone, that you are not anymore that image that you held of yourself some years ago. You just aren't. That has been fading away. And in the place of that, there is just a space. And who doesn't want to have a space to breathe in and to move around?
Hi, Sat. This is Nilu. Thank you so much for your time, Sachin. Today, I was contemplating and thinking about this tool of I am not the doer. And it brought me to the point, and I've been thinking about it, so I thought I'd ask you this question. Considering the tool of I am not the doer, is there such a thing as mistakes in the universal level or personal approach to life?
It depends where you are standing. It all depends where your understanding is and where your realization is. In any stage, saying I am not the doer gets rid of a lot of luggages. And you're also saying the truth. If you still have body consciousness and you say I'm not the doer, that does not mean that the doing and certain amount of discrimination is not necessary. It definitely is. When you get to another stage where you're convinced that you are not the doer through the realization, not through the acceptance, then at that time, there is absolutely everything happens without the faculty of the mind and the body. At that time, not being the doer is completely has the stamp of truth. Ultimately, we're not the doer, but in different stage, it requires different approach. At the until the realization is really happening continuously, the discrimination has to be used. Because the impure mind has to be the habit of the impure thinking has to turn to more wise thinking, and then you go beyond it. Any sooner than that, saying I'm not the doer is a very good start, and one should say it, but that doesn't mean much. It does help at times, and it doesn't help at other times. So then the discrimination of using the tools and getting help from the wisdom is something that mind has to get used to doing it, and the body cooperating with it.
Sachin, this is Gopi. First of all, thank you so much for all these opportunities. I'm so, so grateful for every moment of being with you and being on this path. Talking about realization, would you elaborate on realization a little bit, if it's okay? When, when things are realized, as opposed to understanding it.
Oh my gosh. Realization is beyond words. Absolutely beyond words. I'm being honest with you. That's where you enter a place of no return. When the words fades away, when the thoughts fade away about doing something or practicing something or putting effort on something, I don't know what to say, Gopi. Sorry, but you will know. You will know. Yeah.
This is Nilu. I wanted to say, so because we're still in body consciousness, I mean, we are. So by using the tools daily and momentarily at times, we know we have the wisdom of when we use the tool, I'm not a doer, and when we need to use another tool and wisdom to do what is needed to be done. Is that what you meant?
Yes. When we are totally not the doer, when there is absolutely no doing, everything happens through another channel. Through another channel of awareness, the memory fades away. I don't know how to explain any more than that, but all of you to some extent have experienced that. You have experienced it far more than before, what I'm trying to say. You see that things happens through you, but the mind becomes an instrument of the spirit. The body becomes an instrument of the spirit. Therefore, the thinker is dumbfounded. It feels like it's nothing in the hand of the thinker. As it was before, at least as it appeared to be before, things moves on smoothly. The necessity of a word comes out of your mouth. The advice you give is a very wise advice because it doesn't come from an impure mind. Without a doubt in your mind, you realize nothing ever was done through the will of the mind and body. It was just our struggle of thinking that we are doing it as a thinker made it look like that. And once this is completely released, one moves by grace, and the life just happens through that vehicle. And this is the whole reason I dedicated my life. You dedicated your life, Nilu. Everybody that are giving the ears to this chat have dedicated their life. And they see, every one of you see, there are moments or there are time that you really get what I'm saying through your own realization and experience. This is the good news. Yes, this is the good news. This is the role that we are playing in this dream for one another to wake up. Namaste to all of you.
Thank you, Sachin.